Well, then, let's move on to section
three. You know
what?
He's getting a second one.
You're giving him two?
Yeah, he's getting a... He already has one mailbag badge, so I'm going to give him a second mailbag badge.
What? Why don't you just copy-paste his entire reply into his badges thing?
I could make it as decoration. It'd be next to every post he makes.
What would... My God! Do you want to cripple my forum? What are you doing? Alert, alert. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Getting away from this idea as quickly as possible. Section three. The part where David is lurking in the background somewhere, because I'm not sure if his mic is working right now. And me and Soap talk about something. So, Soap, how is something going?
Something's going pretty well. It's going somethingly.
How's your gay-ass college going?
It's still boring. And there's a thunder right there.
No, you're still here, don't worry.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't been updating that internet thing lately just because I haven't had as much to write about.
Is it still pretty boring ass?
The class is just... Lately, it's more boring than funny.
Why don't you make an update about what you daydream about in class or what you would do if you ran the class?
Yeah, maybe. I'll try some different angles on it. You know, I still want to keep it going, but I haven't really had the inspiration to write more for it lately.
Maybe you should just go crazy in one of the classes.
Fucking just pull out a cat.
I'll get out of spectate mode. I'll answer correctly every single question he asks.
Oh my, yeah,
And then I'll look at the pert people sitting around me and I'll make a nice smirk.
Yeah, why don't you just start trolling the class for infinite love? Get, like, one of those I'm with stupid shirts that has, like, 18 arrows pointing in every direction. Oh my God. What? Why is that class existing?
It's a class.
People need to know about that stuff.
Yeah, there are people who don't know what's been taught in class, and it's good that they're learning. I'm taking it just because I wanted to know what a class called Surfing the Internet for Success would be like.
What's
maybe, maybe everyone in the class is like master trolls, and they're like going home and writing about this on their own little website.
that would be awesome right there.
Everyone's in on the joke, but so.
Dumbass, don't suspect a thing.
Fucking eye
yeah,
flicker.
Maybe I'm being trolled.
Teacher rips off his mask and it's Jeb's egg. He's like, surprise, cockfag! And then they put it up on Octonaut and we're fucking hilariously trolled.
Finally got you, daily POS chaps.
And then he rides away on this flying egg-themed robot. What are we... Are we gonna end up having the Wonder Garden section of the site based more for articles? Because it seems like that's kind of what everyone's been doing lately.
I've not been on the forum a lot lately, so... Like, all I know is that Anti's posted, like, a ton of shit in the Wonder Garden board. So we probably need to do something with all of that. And I figure Ben should be the one who puts it all together. I mean, I don't feel like it. And, yeah, the lights totally just started blinking for a little while, but they're not blinking now, so...
Sweet! Next Thunder Clash, your room will be filled with your classmates from that Surfing the Internet from success.
I'll see images of them on the wall and everything.
You'll spin in your chair, but they'll be gone suddenly. Maybe a bloody eye clicker left on the floor.
We heard what We heard what you said about us.
We know how to read the internet now. Sir, this is abuse. I'd like to think that if any of those people make it to POS, they'll actually look around the site and find it to Coral Mayhem, and then, like, they'll all give soap dirty looks from now on.
Dude, Coral, every person who comes to POS, it's like Coral Mayhem is the first thing they click. Like, I guess they just see it and look at the name and like, oh man, this has a really stupid name. It must be an awesome section of the site.
Man, this is gonna be so whimsical.
So random.
What the fuck?
And then they click it and they scroll down a bit, and they see a picture of a Pikachu sucking Meowth's dick.
I'm not having any of that.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
Maybe one day we'll like get rid of Coral Mayhem, and then suddenly we'll get an influx of members. Like, people come to the site and like, oh, I might join this forum right after I click this Coral Mayhem thing.
Yeah. the forum might be a nice place to start out, but this Coral Mayhem thing, it looks pretty good. There are people, like, I've searched for Coral Mayhem on Google, and I've found other random websites that have linked to our Coral Mayhem page, and are like dudes who are like, did you see this shit? Like, they might... I know SK started it, but there's a few people from the site he started it at just, you know, posting it and starting to, like, snowball into. And I'm using that connotation sexually. It's snowballing into what it is today. People coming to our site and being like, Coral Mayhem, holy shit, what's wrong with you folks?
You can't fool us, joke account.
I recently papered my neighborhood with those anti-drawings that he had us print up once. And I just print this up and post it around town topic. I'm hoping someone will punch me in the following days and be like, I went to your site. Have you ever had anyone, like, who you knew through friends or even didn't know, and you know, you got talking to about the daily POS and you shown them a few things? Soap.
There are people that I know in real life that know about POS.
But I mean, besides like your sister and Scott, you know.
Yeah, besides them.
You know, what were their reactions?
I don't know if any have seen Coral Mayhem, but like the reaction is generally positive. So hey. Make that whatever you want to, I guess.
I haven't quite shown my coworkers Coral Mayhem yet, but I'd like to think that one of these days when I leave, I can probably set up the big overhead TV to go onto the internet fairly easily and, you know, have it on Coral Mayhem. Have Hitler penis going on. Those fools let me into their computers.
Oh, man.
They're like, we don't know how to make a folder, Rick.
They're getting their desktop picture changed to a picture of the void. And you know what I mean by the void.
I try not to. I'd like to just post, like... I had this really bizarre... urge to, like, take one of those really old drawings that Becky used to make, like, her old character drawings that we covered in Static Mayhem. Those ones that were, like, ape arms and shit. I was really tempted to just put those on the desktop randomly. At the work computer, like, in the management office. And then have, like, my boss come in and be like, what the hell? But, luckily, you know, science intervened, and I'm like, I wouldn't be very smart. Do you, have you advertised POS at all, Soap?
No, not a whole lot, no. I've been meaning to, like, after I get like some of the stuff in the redesign done. Like there's still some little hanging edges that I still need to fix. Like I still need to finish making buttons for a lot of the old stuff and finish reformatting a lot of the old stuff to have like the navigation buttons and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the navigation button addition, I think Cannon Fodder actually did most or even all of that. I haven't actually looked to see what he's done, but...
Navigation button? Question mark?
The previous and next things on Witchfest and whatnot.
Yeah, he did a lot of those, didn't he? Has anyone gone through and checked those?
No, I haven't. I don't know if anyone else has.
I'm going to, like, go through it, and it's just going to be like, fuck you, sir. Fuck you, Rick.
Yeah, it'll all link to fucking Charmander crying JPEG. And anyone who goes on is like, man, this is a really abrupt way to end SV Final Boss of the Internet. Jeez. But yeah. That kid did a pretty good job with all those. I was glad when he actually fished through and did like 80% of all of that.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed, I'm trying to rely on you guys a little more to get things done. Like, I've been bothering... I've bothered Ben a few times today, I think, to, like, work on the Wonder Garden or whatever, so...
Yeah. I get the feeling, though, that it's probably just going to be me doing it. Me and Auntie, pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe you should just make everyone a POS and admin. What could go wrong?
We can give you mods in Wonder Garden, like you want.
It's about fucking time.
I don't know, though, because it's pretty funny to watch you and Auntie go back and forth about why you don't have mods. Like, I could have 18 different Quote of the Updates from just you being like, you cunt, give me a Wonder Garden mods, and him being like, ha, no.
God, I hate that guy. I'm gonna stab him in the neck.
It doesn't have any effect. He'll just, like, regrow his head, and it'll be completely different. But yeah, I get the feeling that it's... Didn't David do a lot of the redesign, too? Like, with the top bar idea?
Yeah, that idea was his.
That was good work. Thank you for that idea, because the site looks infinitely better with the top bar now.
Yeah, it was worth it. I mean, Soap did give me a lot of oats.
Yeah. Then immediately got rid of them. What happened to oats again, Soap?
I turned them off because we were using experience instead or something. I don't know. And then I turned that off because it was stupid and nobody cared. And I think I'm not going to turn any of them back on ever again just because they're stupid and nobody cares.
You should turn them on for, like, April Fool's Day. Like, blank everyone's out and see who can post the most on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that might be an okay idea.
You know, whoever gets the highest experience. Have it so you can only get experience in, like, Junk Heap, though. And have a... That would be an awesome contest! If you could blank everyone's experience and re-level it out, and then, say, open up Junk Heap for a day for experience, or even a week... And then see, like, who can post the most, or... I don't know how you have it set up, but who can post
the best. Well, it could be changed.
You know, like, who can post the most slash the best, and then person with the most experience at the end of the week gets a badge, or, you know, a pat on the back, or, you know, a blowjob from somebody.
On April 1st, I'm gonna, like... get my post count up to 10,000, and then my 10,000th post will be Guru.
Well, you know, hey, will the 10,000th post have a text on it that is like 10,000 posts? Thanks, guys, and then it's Guru.
Yeah, SK and I recently hit 10,000, and I think nobody else is even at 6,000. So,
yeah, well, you're way behind Ben, though.
Yeah, there is a gap between the haves and have-nots as far as post count goes.
I'm just gonna see where I am. Members list, go. Posts. I've been posting a lot more, so I hope I passed somebody. No. Did we delete Krems?
No. For some reason, on the member list, banned people do not show up. I don't know why that is, and I've thought about like going in and fixing that just because it's stupid that they don't show up. But if you go to the stats thing, Crime will still be on there.
That's weird. I'm still behind Spatulator though, so that's got to be rectified eventually. I could just post
delete all these posts.
Yeah, that could work. Actually,
just ban that noob.
Yeah, I'll just ban everybody in front of me, so I'm on top. Sweet idea. Good job. You're getting mods for that. We'll give you mods in Intellectual Sanctuary.
I can make a lot of serious topics about politics and stuff.
And Cruz will post in them, and then they'll be ruined forever.
Cruz and Tendo, if we open up... Think of this horrible idea. Not knocking either of them, but if we had opened up another Intellectual Sanctuary and then gave the mods to Cruz and Tendo...
Tendo wouldn't really do much with it, to be honest, I don't think. I think it would be mostly Cruz, and Cruz has an inverse Midas touch. Every thread he posts in is pretty much ruined.
It turns to lead.
Yeah, it's... And I'm pretty sure I've told him this. If not, let's see. No, he's not on Melee. I was going to tell him if he was on Melee. But I guess I'll tell him next time I see him or something.
We should just...
You guys don't really mean that. You're still my friend, Ron Paul.
So Cruz really is Ron Paul. Let's see here. Let me click off this mess. One thing we should hammer out is I keep thinking up like my one downfall for me is that I keep thinking up great ideas, but it's usually shit that I can't do. So I'm just like, hey, Soap, wouldn't it be a great idea if you did this? But I was thinking, like Wonder Garden having its own theme, shouldn't we have a different theme for, say, Coral Mayhem? That is just a bunch of blood.
if you and other people want to do that, it wouldn't be hard to implement. I mean, of course, it's work. I mean, adding stuff is work. But that, and if you want to do it, I'm making you guys do the themes. I don't feel like doing that right now. I'll lay the code base that lets you actually have them. But you're gonna have to make them on your own.
Well, then I can guess I could just break the site a few times trying it out.
Or make SK do it.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna do. Hey, SK buddy, your Image Fest and Video Fest are so funny. Please do this for me. His Batman affair was pretty good.
Oh, his Batman thing was great. Especially, did you see the surprise ending?
I did not get
video?
To the ending. I'm like two or three videos from the end.
The way the last video ends is just perfect.
I keep seeing posts about it. I'm like, fucking get through this shit. Hurry up. You know, but what other notable things have been going down on PLOS? Let's see. How about the Krem Content Supernova? Gentlemen, are you joining this?
Yeah, I'll do something for it sometime.
I was thinking of doing that.
Kind of nice to see that Ben actually went ahead and put it up.
What were you going to do, David?
I'm going to, like, superimpose Krem's face onto that... guy who gets his WoW count cancelled.
Good work. I'm glad you didn't go the route of like CWC. I'm glad you went for WoW, dude. Good work. The EC route is not taken. It's clearly the best answer though is superimposing Krem's face over Katie White's in every Ting Ting video.
Yeah, you can leave that one to the video editing pros. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Get, like, a cardboard cutout of Krem and, like, hang out with him in Minneapolis.
I wish that would be brilliant.
Just, like, mail it to him. fuck with him.
Yeah, I have his new address too, I think. It's around here somewhere.
Oh yeah, I've got it.
Sweet! Good work.
It's 123 Garden Street somewhere. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good address.
We can just send him that. I think that the best thing would to do would be, though, they sell these Obama cardboard cutouts up at the mall. I'm thinking take a giant cardboard, print out some creme face on it, and then, like, you know, attach it to the Obama. You know, they won't force it.
We need to send creme a care package of, like, all the best posts in the past few months. It's on this huge, like...
Give him a SD card. 2 gigs worth of shit.
I kind of wonder if Krem's still looking at POS or if he's decided to do the right thing and, like, not check the site anymore.
You can take the Krem out of the POS, but you can't take the POS out of the Krem.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain. Sorry. I'm fairly certain he lurks. Like, every once in a while. He's just too self-conscious about it. He'd be always checking the front page to make sure that we're not, like, posting about him. Which we do.
He's gonna be sipping his coffee, then he's gonna check the new Supernova, and he's gonna be like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. He'll just be like, what? What? He'll just frown.
Oh.
There is no outward Krem emotion. There is only just frowning and shaking his head sadly. That's pretty much the extent of watching Krem. I've been playing Batman Arkham Asylum, and I've been really, like, I try not to do anything mean towards Krem anymore. Like, I already did all my mean shit when he left. But I keep thinking of, like, just re-putting all of Krem sounds over top of a recording of that game, because it would be pretty fucking sweet to have, like, Krem swinging around with a batarang and shit and, like, punching people and just being like, oh. And then telling some long drawn out stories about shit as he's fishing his way through a vent. Seriously,
yeah,
though,
find like
game.
A common sound that happens a lot and replace it with him reading that Icicles fanfic.
I listened to that once, and that was I didn't know what it was, and then I just never listened to it again. I just copy pasted it, started it to make sure the beginning was lined up right, and I just never listened all the way through. That was fucking uncomfortable. I'm just like, I know this dude in real life. I can't listen to him reading porn. This is wrong somehow. But it surely will make a great end to a podcast.
Oh, no.
Here's the next mailbag question. I'm thinking, what would you do if you met Krem in real life?
Man, I don't even know.
I'd stare that fucker down.
Would it be a knife to the jugular? Would it be another ante?
We would both have our heads tilted toward the ground, and we would walk past each other, and then, like, everything would freeze, and for a moment, you know, like in an anime or something,
yeah.
And then it would unfreeze, and we would keep walking.
It would freeze, and then you would have some fucking narration going on, just be like, so long, Krem, don't know.
Oh.
Oh, so
it'll turn into an opening theme for an anime. It'll have, like, really bad English to Japanese, like, Ichino summer days.
Oh, guys, if any of you want to steal this content Supernova idea, go ahead.
Yep.
But, Krem punching something in the sound effect, like, in a Starburst is, oh...
What?
It's a really stupid idea. It could work.
Here's a content.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Maybe mine will be like Kill Bill, at the start of Kill Bill, how opens the door and then it's just Cram and Rick.
I'm thinking this. The entire opening to Lucky Star with a bunch of Cram heads superimposed over all the little girls.
That if whoever posts that wins instantly.
All of them dancing and shit. They even kick.
Anime was last supernova. That anime's had its time in the sun. We need to
I don't know. Anime is real, Matt. Happy you talk to Ray Ray.
Anime is fur being cool.
That's true. I don't know. If we have... We had thug anime, though. If we have shitty romance manga anime for Krem, I think that would be more fake.
Krem, really, in this case, it's not that the anime is the theme, it's that the anime is just the medium.
Yeah. Krem fancied himself as a very smart... If anyone's... who hasn't read this manga, but if anyone hasn't read this manga, go ahead... Death Note. Krem just pictured himself as the main character that. Just like a fucking...
I haven't read it, but I think I know enough about it to know where you're going with it.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, thought he was this super smart dude. You know, who was fucking awesome and shit like that. You know, and I'm like, dude, you make sandwiches. Take it easy. You make sandwiches for dudes in suits. Yep. And then you're pissed because they don't take the pre-made sandwiches. They want fresh sandwiches. He would get livid about that shit. He would just fucking get so pissed. He's just like, they're pre-made. I make them every morning. What the fuck?
Oh, that Cram.
What a guy.
Oh my god. That would be a pretty good content supernova idea anyway, though. Anyway, we've...
Remember when our FTP password was that Krem, what a guy?
Yeah. I remember only like half our FTP password since we changed them every week. I don't even read them anymore. I just copy-paste them into the thing and then have it save.
So what's your FTP password now?
Niggers.
Nate Higgers.
Bitch, sorry, this doesn't work.
You're not pressing enter hard enough.
That's the last time you troll me. I'm leaving POS forever at the end of this podcast.
Well, congratulations on your new $50 mic purchase. Did it really cost that much? Because holy shit.
If Australia is a pretty damn shit country, I must say. All I do is talk shit about Australia in front of all my friends, and they get really pissed off, and I'm like, whatever, scrubs.
Well, you're ice cold then.
I'm moving to a real country.
You're
like Pakistan.
Any country that ends with Stan is truly a country worth living in. Canada Stan.
I always knew that place was terrorists. So the Ben and the Ben is a terrorist.
Bearerist. Part bear, part terrorist. Anyway, we've been running along. We've hit the hour mark of mostly us being pretty lame. Lame yet funny every once in a while. That's podcast standards. Any final thoughts? So, what's your final thoughts here?
This was podcast, and I'm glad I didn't get lightninged off the internet.
And suddenly you cut out.
Wow.
Holy shit, that reply. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's... Thanks a lot, Jagger. Seriously, you're a real pro. Hope you do it again next time.
David, what are your final thoughts for your first FOSCast? Congrats, man.
I'd just like to say, enjoy the podcast, cannon fodder. That guy's never going to live that down.
Well, of course not. That's because we keep not letting him live it down. What? You got something to say, Becky? Apparently it was rip my microphone out of my computer, is what she was trying to say. You know what? Shut the fuck up, whore. Eat shit and die. Here, look, let's go.
Podcast. I guess he actually pulled his mic out. Or she did.
Oh, shut up, woman. Eat shit and die. Aw, poor baby. Eat shit.
Right, Static 2006.
Anyway, this is KingRick56. Shut up! This is KingRick56 of the DailyPost.org saying, fuck women.
Seriously.
Yeah, literally. But remember, you don't actually have to appreciate them.
Jeez, just their China. Their boobies.
I had no idea you were so misogynistic. Rick, I can't go to this site.
Do you leave in Foster? I guess he just left Foster forever. Good night, folks. Rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town. Think of screen and shout. Let's rock, rock, rock me, rock. We're gonna rock till we pop. We're gonna rock till we drop. We're gonna rock this town. Rock this place apart. Rock it inside.